always, forever, and amen. He's always with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He is always, amen. Always. It's just up to us to tap into his presence and get into his presence. Amen? Amen. That's our job through worship, is to get into his presence. And then his job is to do what only he can do and go where only he can go and move on our behalf and bring healing, deliverance, whatever we stand in need of. We're in Revelations. We've been studying the ladies group 3 years, the book of Revelations. And we just hit chapter 22, which is the last one. It's been very good and very enlightening. One of the scriptures that it talks about in there is that the leaves of the tree of life that is on each side of the river that flows from the throne of God, those leaves bring healing. And you know what that healing is? The root word is therapy, therapos, and it means therapy. And the root of that is worship. So every time you worship, you enter into therapy with the great I am, amen, the physician that heals all things, whether it's spiritual, physical, emotional. So don't take this time that we worship the Lord as, oh, we get to get to the word. We do that. This is your therapy time. This is where you worship him and he falls down, and those things that you need therapy for, he deals with. If you tap in, that's your job. Tap in. You worship, he rains down the therapy that you stand in need of. Every single time, not just on a Sunday morning, every single time that you worship Lord. Now, that doesn't mean just singing songs. When you give, you worship. When you serve, you worship. Because part of that root word of therapy is being a humble servant. So every time you do anything, it's a form of worship. You enter into the therapy of the living God. I don't know of a better therapist that I want to talk to than Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Okay, announcements. Ushers, if you'll prepare yourselves. On April 23rd, we are going to have our Secret Sister Reveal. It'll be after church. It'll be here. April will have more details. We're just putting it out there so you can put it on your calendar. I can't think of a better way to minister to each other, ladies, than to be a part of that ministry. Because not only do, side note, you might get a present here and there, but what you do get is someone who prays for you daily. Every single day, you have someone that's got your back besides Jesus Christ. That secret sister that's praying for you. So it's worth just taking the time to find out from April what all the ministry involves, and that we will do our reveal on the 23rd, and then we will start up with new secret sisters. Kids are in the back. They went down already, so they're gone. BGMC is next week, and on the screen up above me are ways to give. That's a form of worship. Okay, kids are back there. You can go back there. They didn't go down yet. Sorry. The leaders were downstairs, but the kids weren't. Don't look at me like that. It's just my granddaughter. Pay no mind to her. Pay no attention. Okay. Let's pray. Father God, as we come to you today in this form of worship by giving, and then you repaying more than we could ever think, ask, or believe, according to the power of your Holy Spirit, we come boldly at this time into your throne room of grace for your mercy and your help. God, we desire to worship you in spirit and in truth. We desire to give you not of our abundance, but out of our obedience, because you ask that of us. Father, right now we lift up to you Covenant Church in Tennessee. We lift them to your throne of grace, just like everybody else has been doing all week. And Father, we thank surrounded them with your presence. You have surrounded them with your guarding, merciful, messenger, warring angels that encamp about them. Be with each family member. Be with each student of that school. Be with each teacher. God, pour out your spirit there, God. And may there be peace that flows like a river, and comfort, comfort them, Lord Jesus Christ. And may you put a hedge of protection around all schools, around all churches, around all those who believe, Father, that you are the Christ. Give your angels charge over us and keep us. Keep us in the palm of your hand. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we will praise you and worship you and believe you for things, God, in ways that are unthinkable to our human mind, but are in store for us because of what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is one of those days where there's just so much happening. Serena, would you come up here just a minute and share what you felt the Lord was showing you? I don't want to mess it up. I'd rather have you say it as you saw it. Yeah.
Anything unless I'm sure it's God. I said to the Lord, if you have Wes want me to say this, then you have him ask me to. So here I go. Backstory a little bit. We were living in Spring Lake. The Lord gave me this as a preface of what he showed me. We had gone to Kalima on a mission trip, and I was sitting in the town where Carmen, one of the leaders, we had gone to her to build a boys' home, and there was a man walking across this village. I mean, it was like, what, I don't know how big, maybe, Jeff, you were there, how many houses, not very big. And he was walking across, and the Lord said, he's going to talk to the pastor. And I said, Lord, I want that for Coopersville. I want it. And he said, you have to be there. We were living in Spring Lake. He said, you have to move to Coopersville to have that happen. I say all that to say this. I want what he gave me to happen so desperately. And he said to me, you have to say it. It's not going to happen unless you say it. Just like we had to move to Coopersville in order to have that happen, I have to get up here and say it. So that's why I waited for Wes to say, to make sure it's God. When we were in worship, I saw these barbed wire crowns on people's heads. And it's the stronghold that there has them captive, and they can't get out because that stronghold is holding them captive by that barbed wire. Their chains can't fall to the ground. It was in the song. That's what prompted the seeing this was, their chains can't fall to the ground because their thinking holds them captive by this barbed wire. This barbed wire has to be replaced with the crown of thorns that Jesus took, because that releases the anointing so that the chains can fall. So I don't know where you're at. I don't know what is holding you captive to your thinking that you want so desperately and badly for God to move in your life. I have not a clue. There were a few people he showed me. You have to want to replace that barbed wire crown with what Jesus took with the crown of thorns. That crown represented healing, because he shed blood, and it says that by his stripes we have been healed, that blood delivers us from sin. I don't know if sin's holding you captive, you're thinking. It all starts here. This is what's keeping you where you're at. Whether, I don't know what keeps, what lie you're believing or deception that has you held captive. But whatever it is, you need to replace it with the crown of thorns that Jesus wore for you. And you'll see those chains fall. Healing, deliverance. You will be set free from the lies that you have believed all your life that have held you captive. But just like I said before, you have to take that step. Jesus did it. Now it's up to you to replace that thinking with the Word of God and walk freedom and hear those chains. I heard the chains fall. I heard them fall to the ground.
I have a message written for today, but I feel like really impressed with everything that has happened so far this morning that maybe I talk to you about something a little bit different. And I think it's really honest, or excuse me, it's really important for you to be honest with yourself this morning, okay? I don't know what's going on in your life. I can tell you what's going on in my life. I'm not gonna. But I know what holds me back. I know what keeps me from maybe going to the next level. And I think that's something that we all have to be doing. We all have to be striving to go to the next level in Jesus, okay, if you understand what I'm saying. You know Jesus this good, but you just got to know him a little bit more. And that drive to know him a little bit more is what keeps you moving and keeps you going. If the word for today, and I believe it is, yeah, bless you, if the word for today is that some of us have barbed wire around our minds. In other words, there's one thing that barbed wire does. It keeps things out and it keeps things in. Okay? What's happening is your old thoughts are kept in. And so you can't receive the new thoughts of the Word of God that's from without. So you hear all this talking about how God is good, and you say it, but you know, it doesn't really penetrate your mind. You hear these things and read these things that talk about God as a healer, but you know, you've got this barbed wire around your head, and it's keeping that out, that real revelation of what's going on, out from you. I really wish, at least where I'm concerned, when I think of what's going on with me, what's knocking me down, what's shooting me down every time, and what needs to get out of my life, I wish that I could just rip those, you know, that barbed wire off and just have it change. But you know, it's like when I first got saved, okay? I tried. I tried for a long time to be a different person than what I was. And I tried really, 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 really hard. And I have some limited success. But when I do it, when I'm the one that makes something change in my life, it doesn't stay. How many of you know what I'm talking about this morning? Every one of us have a sin that so easily besets us. The Bible talks about that. And what's so interesting about that is that sin isn't something that God is going to deal with. That sin is something that you have to lay aside, is what the Word says. It means that you have to physically get a hold of that thing and lay it aside. It's just like that crown that's on your head, and it wouldn't really be considered a crown, I guess, a barbed wire. You have to decide to lay that aside so that the power of the Word of God can come inside to you. There are some things that I used to hear about the Word of God and the people used to preach, and I go, oh, come on. I know. That can't be right. And I found out through the years of hearing different teachings and studying the Word of God that they're true. God's Word never returns to him void. Well, he does in my case. Get the barbed wire off. Come on, get the barb. God is a healer, but he's not going to heal me. Get it off. Take it off. You're keeping the things out that need to come in, and you're keeping the things in that need to go out. You're keeping the negativity in, and the positiveness, if I can say it like that, is on the outside, and it tries, but it can't get in. And I often think about the scripture that tells us that we have been given everything that we need for life and godliness in Christ Jesus, and I go, oh, man, that means I don't have an excuse, right? If we have been given everything that we need for life and godliness in Jesus Christ, then why do I still struggle? Why do you still struggle? Why is there still sin that knocks at your door and too many times you open it and let it in? I think it's because there's this promise in the Word of God, this perception or this precept in the Word of God that is so true and is so absolutely backed up by Scripture and by experience, okay? But a lot of us never really let it in. We make a verbal assent to it being true, but when it comes right down to it, okay, when it comes right down to it, do we really believe it? And I think that's a lot of what our Christian life is, you know. When it comes right down to it, do you really believe it? Well, yeah, I believe Jesus Christ died and was risen from the dead. What about the other promises? Do you really believe it? Do you really believe it? Everything. Everything that the Word says. See, because you either have to believe it all or chuck it all. You can't pick and choose. There's scriptures that I don't like. Like when it tells me that I'm forgiven, but you know what? If I don't forgive, then that forgiveness that I have will be taken away. I don't like that one. Do you like that one? Forgiveness isn't easy. When somebody hurts you terribly, it's not easy to just forgive that person. Although it is just a decision, but it's not easy. There's scriptures that just don't fit with my lifestyle, okay? Do you know what I mean? How come you're all just looking at me? How many of you know what I mean? Amen? You know what I mean. There's a scripture that I can't say I woke up hearing it, but I did hear it throughout the morning as I was trying to write what I thought was a word that was for today, which must be for next week. It's good, by the way. It's good. And the scripture that I kept hearing, and we sang it, it's this: now unto him that is able. Who would that be? Yeah, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able. You know, how many of you are happy today that there's him that's able? Amen? Because when I'm not able, he's able. Okay? When I'm not faithful, he's faithful. When I'm not anything that I should be, he's still what he should be. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, what? Above all we could ever ask or think. And we think of that promise, and we think about how awesome that is, because I can think quite a bit, okay? And I can think of some pretty neat things. I can think of some great things, okay? But it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor has even entered into the heart of man those things which God has in store for them that love him. Glory to God! I read that somewhere. But we kind of leave out the end of this verse that I've just been preaching to you or speaking to you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And it says something else. It says, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm sorry, I'm King James this morning, okay? According to the power that worketh in us. What power is that works in us? Oh, come on. You all ought to know. What power is that works within us? It is important. It's exceedingly important. It is advantageous if I go away so I can send to you the Holy Spirit who'll lead you into all truth. According to the power that worketh in us. You know, that means this, okay? That means when I'm not working, he's working. When I'm not feeling like getting myself in a place to where I'm closer to God. The only thing that ever gets me to that place where I feel like I want to get closer to God is that power that's already working inside of me. He doesn't stop working when the night falls, amen? He doesn't stop working when I stop working. He's always working on the inside of you according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, but I just don't have the Holy Spirit. Yes, you do. Are you a believer? And I won't go farther than that, but you will receive the Holy Spirit, right? Now, we can talk about another infilling, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the power that worketh in us. He works inside of, he worketh inside of Pentecostals. He worketh inside of Baptists. He worketh inside of Reformed people. Okay, he works inside of everybody. And if there's one thing that I want to get across to you right now, the tense of that whole verse is that, and he keeps on working. Give the Lord some praise this morning. He keeps on working. How many of you have walked out of a church on a Sunday morning and gone, boy, I needed to know that. Man, the things are going to be different. You know what I'm not going to do? That thing that I used to do. It's not going to happen anymore. Come tomorrow, Monday, infamous Monday, Diet Monday, right? The day that you're going to start your diet, Monday. Although it's only Monday night, you're going to start Monday. But you're not going to do something anymore. You're going to change it in your life. You are going to make sure it doesn't ever happen again. And next thing you know, you're doing it again. And you just feel like quitting. You just feel like giving up. You just feel like you've tried so hard, so long. But you know what's going on inside of you? There's a power that's working in you. Amen. Amen? That makes you want that thing to be gone. You may not be able to do it in your own strength. And you may think that the time for it to go is now, which sin is always now. It should be gone. Now. You shouldn't hold on to sin. But there is a way that God works inside of us that makes sure that when that sin is gone, it stays gone. Amen? How many of you would love it if every time you heard about sin or realized there was sin going on in your life and you rebuked it and you got rid of it, that it would stay gone? But there's a sin that so easily besets you. I mean, there's something that it besets me every day, every time, morning or late. It doesn't matter what it is. And there's a sin that besets Jack. And we're going to talk about that now. But there's a sin that besets Neela. There's one thing that the devil knows, that if he comes at you, that he probably can get a hold of you. But there's still a power that's working inside of you. And the trick is to take off that crown of barbed wire or whatever it might be that keeps the good things out and keeps the bad things in. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians, I can't remember, 4:23, do you care? Okay, it's 4:23 or 26, right in that area, okay. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It doesn't say, and those of you that need renewing, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, it's talking to everybody, okay. It's not talking to the guy out on the street that isn't saved. It's talking to the people of God. And he's telling us, you have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It has to change down at the core of who you are. And when that power is working on the inside of us, it isn't just working on the inside to take away the topical part of that. It deals with the root. Amen? It deals with the root so that there isn't any more fruit. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm so sick of the fruit that comes from this rotten root inside of me. Yes, amen. Oh, good. A couple of us are going to. According to the power, that word there is a form of the word dunamis, okay? According to the power, according to the dynamite power, it's a kind of power that nothing can stand in its way. It's the God-given type of power that whatever is standing in your way isn't going to be standing in your way ever again. And not only is it not going to stand in your way again, it can't come back because it's been blown away. All right? See, but there's always a possibility, if you want to put that crown of barbed wire back on your head, that you can go back into that. But if you keep seeking God and going towards God, and I think that's the trick, if I can say it like that, of Christians, is we've got to keep on keeping on. You know, I know that we ebb and we flow, but I'm going to tell you something. Your ebbing better be as good as your flowing was before. Do you know what I'm talking about? In the low spot of your Christian walk, it better be like the high spot of your Christian walk before. You better always be growing. Oh, I don't pray like I used to. That is so sad. I get so sad for people that tell me, well, you know, I used to be so close to God. I got to get back there. And you can, because there's a power that works in you. But there's one thing that I've learned, too, is, you know, we say things like, I want to get back there. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if you get back there, you're going to end up in the same place you are now. Okay? So that power that works in you goes down inside and deeply inside of you and removes those things from you so that they can stay gone. Amen. Yes, amen. I've got to believe that. I've got to believe that. I've got to believe that the God that I serve is he's a button if God. I know that, and he is. But I've got to believe that his power is greater than any power of my flesh, any power of the devil. Amen? And if he says that I can walk in this kind of walk to serve Christ and to walk uprightly and righteously, then I can. All right? In the same context, if I have that barbed wire on my head, that thing that's keeping all that old stuff in, if I won't remove that and allow the truth of the Word of God to come in and to wash you and I, okay, because the power of the Word will wash you, if we don't allow that to happen, then we don't see the fullness that God wants for us. I think one of the saddest things would be, and I'm sure you've heard the story of the guy that got this ticket to go over the ocean, and the whole time he saved up for the ticket and he bought it, and the whole time he ate crackers and cheese out of his suitcase, you know, and when he finally got over to the other side, wherever he was going, some of the passengers said, I never saw you on the boat. Where were you? Well, I was staying in my room, you know, eating. I didn't have a lot of money. He said, All of the food was complimentary. All of the different things. It was yours anyway. You've got to know something, people. It is yours. He died to bring it to you. Amen? And I don't think there would be anything sadder than someone to live a life of squalor and pushing things away that God is bringing to them. And I'm not saying that if you're in a life of squalor, that's terrible. What I'm saying, it would be terrible if you would be pushing the things of God away from you because you had in your mind this paradigm that kept you in this prison that wouldn't let God in. But glory be to God. Amen. Come on, say glory be to God. Amen. The truth is, it's somewhere on here. We all have a power. Say, I have a power. I have a power that works in me. Come on. I have a power that works in me. I have a power that works in me. And I'm sorry. I'm getting excited. And he's always working in me. And that's the truth of the gospel. The gospel is glory to God. You know, Jesus Christ came. He lived. He died. He lived a sinless life. He was crucified, died, and was buried. But it doesn't end there. He was resurrected. But it doesn't end there. He sent the Holy Spirit. He sent the power that works inside of us. Otherwise, we would have no advantage, if you will, from those who knew who were before Christ. He came, he went. You know, it's kind of like the movie, they come, they eat, they go. They come, I'm sorry. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. That's a lot. Come on. I heard it, I don't know when it was, this morning or no, it wasn't last night. God's on the hook to meet our needs. Not necessarily on the hook to meet our wants, but on the hook to meet our needs. Why? Well, God can't be on the hook. He's sovereign. Oh, boy, I'm going to preach sometime about the sovereignty of God, okay? I really am. You know, he can do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, but he wrote this. And so inside this word, what he did was sovereign, but inside this word, he doesn't exercise sovereignty now. Otherwise, what we have would be worthless. Because today he wants to forgive you, but, you know, tomorrow he doesn't. That's another sermon. Understand that you know, probably, well, not probably. God knew who was going to be here today. God knew who was going to listen today. God knew who was going to tune in throughout the week and hear the stream, the video, whatever. And there's a perfect time for everything, okay? And I would think that the thing that's bugging me, that, you know, that's just so easily besetting me, the time is now, right? How about you? The thing that you fall to so easily, so often, so repeatedly, the time is now, right? I agree to the point where you don't continue to do the things that you did that take you to the point to where you had gotten. But God has a way and is always working, and he works in you. It's not that you don't do anything yourself not to make it stop. But God is smart enough. Did you know that? Yeah, God's smart enough to know that he's got to get down to the root. Right? He's got to get down to the root. Does that make any sense to you today? Okay, so if you've come today, or if you tuned in today, or if you're tuning in later on in the week, God wants you to know, you know, you've got some old thoughts running around in your head. And you're the one keeping them in there. But my son died, and the crown of thorns on his head represents the barbed wire that's supposed to come off your heads. Now, do you see, do you understand? Let that replace the crown of thorns that you have, the crown of barbed wire that you have, and be open to the word of God and understand that you can't pick and choose what you want to believe in that Bible. You've got to take it for what it says. Even if you don't like it. I love that verse. Now. When? When? Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Hi, Wes, how you doing? I'm doing exceedingly abundantly fine. All right? Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. Say all. All that we could ask or think. My goodness, I can ask a lot and I can think a lot. According to the power that worketh in us, again, the tense is keeps working, works when you don't work, is always working. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Glory be to God. Say it. I don't know what is it about those words, glory be to God. But glory be to God. It can't happen any other way. Well, but Wes, I thought it was discipline. Yes, it is, because it takes discipline to keep that crown off your head, the crown of barbed wire. Are you with me today? Pastor Josh, why don't you come up, please? But understand, if you came today, weren't gonna. This is what God wanted you to hear. Amen. This is what God wanted you to hear. He hand chose you. Amen. Like Josh, he hand chose you today to hear you, to hear that there's some barbed wire's got to come off. You got to let some of the thoughts out of here go in there. For me too, for all of us. Amen. And I'm going to end today just with this, all right? If you would like to take that crown, if you will, or that hat of barbed wire off your head, why don't you stand with me? while we sing this song. Just stand with me. And you want to be able to take anything that's keeping the Word of God out, okay, and keeping the old thoughts in. If you want that off of your head, then why don't you sing this song, and with all of your heart, just say to the Lord, even if you don't see the connection, okay, just sing with all of your heart unto the Lord, God, you know what? I don't want anything in my thinking to keep your thinking out of my thinking. Okay? I don't want anything in my thinking to keep your thinking out of my thinking. I want to know who you are. Please renew me. Okay? Please renew me, not just my mind, in the spirit. Deep down in of my mind.